This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Israel has agreed to a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire with the Hamas terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Blinken says the agreement came after he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on an agreement to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and a hostage release in Gaza.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement.
Blinken says he will head to Egypt, which is in contact with the militant group. He did not say if the agreement addresses issues that have long led to the talks stalling. His latest trip to the region comes amid fears the conflict could spiral into a deeper regional war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters on Monday night broke through a fence set up by police near the site of the Democratic National Convention. U.S. City of Chicago officials said they were committed to keeping the demonstrations peaceful as protesters took to the streets to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Protesters said their plans have not changed since President Joe Biden left the race, and the party quickly rallied behind Vice President Kamala Harris, who will formally accept the Democratic nomination this week. The United States envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, said on Monday peace talks were in progress in Switzerland, days after the announcement of the reopening of the country's Audrey crossing with Chad.
This model's working. We are actively moving forward in conversation with the army and with the rapid support forces.
It was a long-awaited move that aid agencies say will help a region threatened with famine. This is VOA News.